Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm recording this on Thursday before the U.S. election has been settled, so with all the tension and stress around us, isn't it a perfect time to watch some non-threatening entertainment? So this week I'm looking at three new movies about growing up. There's Norwegian Children Facing Adult Responsibilities, a grown-up kid detective fighting real crime, and a man trying to grow up and act his age. The Crossing, or Flüchten over Grenzen, directed by Johanna Helgeland. It's Christmas time in 1942. Norway is occupied by Nazi Germany with the blessings of the Quisling government. Food is rationed and times are tough, but life goes on. Gerda, played by Anna Sophie Skarholt, is a little girl with rosy cheeks and blonde hair. She's obsessed with the Three Musketeers and wears a floppy hat, a cloak made from an old apron, and brandishes a pie cutter. On guard, rogue! But one day she spies her older brother Otto, played by Bo Lindqvist Ellingsen, through a window. He's at a Nazi meeting. Their parents are firmly opposed to the occupation. Why is Otto there? Meanwhile, strange things keep happening at home. The cocoa is disappearing, and their parents keep talking about sacks of potatoes. But things come to a head when the police bang on the door in the middle of the night. As they're taken away, their parents shout, "The Christmas presents are in the basement. Take them to your Aunt Vigdis." What do they mean? Turns out there are two kids their age hidden behind a wall. Daniel, played by Samson Steine, and Sarah, played by Bianca Gilardi-Helston, a brother and sister just like Otto and Gerda, except they're Jewish. With their parents in jail, now it's up to Gerda and Otto to take them across the border to neutral Sweden. Can they take Daniel and Sarah to safety, or will they be caught? The Crossing is an adventure story about friendship and family in a wartime setting. It's a kids against grown-up situation. Most of the good adults have already been arrested, while the bad ones, Nazis and local sympathizers, seem to be everywhere. They're real-life villains, almost like witches and monsters in the children's eyes. There are good people too, but it's hard to know who to trust. Gerda's excited by this journey, while Otto is reluctant to join them, while for proud Daniel and innocent Sarah, it's a matter of life and death. Though made for kids, this movie is full of action, close calls, and near escapes. It's also a tearjerker at points with some very emotional scenes. Though fictional and clean scrubbed, The Crossing is an exciting look back at occupied Norway. The Kid Detective, written and directed by Evan Morgan. When Abe Applebaum was little, played by Adam Brody, he was the smartest kid in town. He solved mysteries at school, figuring out who broke into the locker or who cheated on a test. He worked out of his treehouse. His fame grew. The pop shop owner promises him free ice cream for life, and the town chips in to get him a real detective's office. But people grow up, and things change. A 10-year-old caught snooping for clues in a little girl's closet is adorable. For a man in his 30s, it's not cute at all. His reputation tanks when he fails to solve the mystery of a missing girl. Now, 20 years later, Abe is an alcoholic detective, eating alone in neon-lit diners and addicted to antidepressants. But things take a turn when he's approached by an innocent high school student named Caroline, played by Sophie Nelisse. They soon uncover clues, a photo of a naked woman in a tiger mask, and some origami roses that harken back to the disappearance 20 years earlier. Is he just a washout, or will the former kid detective solve this new terrible crime mystery and regain his sense of self-worth? The Kid Detective is a totally watchable and cute comedy drama. It starts as a high-concept movie. What happens to heroes from kids' books, like Encyclopedia Brown, when they grow up? It's full of kiddified versions of cinema noir cliches, seen through a mist of bittersweet adult nostalgia and small-town life. Starts out a bit slow and silly, but quickly picks up quite nicely. I saw this at TIFF immediately after watching a shockingly violent horror movie, and it left me with a just the right combination of watchable entertainment and warm feelings. I thought I'd hate this movie, but I actually liked it a lot. Major Arcana, written and directed by Josh Melrod. Dink, who's far from dinky, played by Ujon Tokarski, is a tall and rangy alcoholic drifter traveling across America looking for work as a carpenter. He's a fit man in his 30s with long hair, a scraggly blonde beard, sort of like a homeless Jesus. 4 years ago, he left his depressed town in rural Vermont under a dark cloud, vowing never to come back. But like the prodigal son, here he is again. His father died, leaving him a broken-down shack, some cash, and 50 acres of forest. And he's off drugs and alcohol now, living clean and sober. So he decides to turn his life around. He pitches a tent and meditates about his future. In the morning, he begins spontaneously to build a wooden cabin from scratch with his bare hands. He fells trees with an axe and chainsaw, cuts beams, and clears a field dragging lumber across the forest floor. He survives on aerosol cheese and uncooked hot dogs. But his past still haunts him. His shrewish gambling mom, played by Lane Bradbury, and his former lover, Sierra, played by Tara Summers. She's a voluptuous but tough woman, slapping his face for past transgressions on one night and showing up at his tent on another. And Dink is still helplessly in love with her. Will he complete his task? Will Sierra leave her boyfriend? And can he show his face again in a town that hates him? Major Arcana, the title refers to a tarot card reading that Sierra does for Dink, is about major changes, life lessons, and destiny. It's a bumpy love story and also a drama about a man trying to redeem himself. While there are some revelations and conflicts, really this is mainly a meditative look at a man building a cabin in the woods. Sounds kind of dull, right? But it's actually a really soothing, healing, and life-affirming film. There are hints at spirituality, but it's not sanctimonious or heavy-handed. There's enough nudity, sex, pain, and misery, this is no Sunday school, to keep you watching. The measured pace and natural beauty makes it an incredibly relaxing and pleasant experience. Not my normal choice of film, but I actually quite like it. The Crossing is one of many movies that played digitally at the Toronto Jewish Film Festival Fall Edition. The Kid Detective opens theatrically across Canada today, and Major Arcana is available for viewing on VOD. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.